These shelves used to have different types of medicine from the European Union countries and the United States, but now they are virtually empty, thanks to the new anti-Iran sanctions regime imposed by the European Union, which won this year's Nobel Peace Prize for fostering peace and human rights. It's not an optimistic scene to watch anyhow, especially if you are a patient suffering from a complex disorder in Iran.
Many Iranians say this year's Nobel Peace Prize winner has a lot to explain over its sanctions against Iran, because the sanctions regime is taking a heavy toll on the ordinary people, especially these patients.
I have a terminal disease and must take at least 28 injections every month. My doctor says I should only take European medicine. I did it for a year and a half, but now I can't find any.
I came here to buy medicine for my terminal illness, but they don't have it here. My doctor says I should only take medicine from Europe. They have similar ones from Iran and India, but I don't want to take any risk.
I've been suffering from diabetes for 20 years. I used to take German medicine, but now there's a shortage of supply. Some patients get it from the black market, but I can't afford it.
It is true that the EU's so-called smart sanctions don't target medicine directly, but they are still hitting medical patients, as deliveries of medicine for Iranian pharmaceutical firms are either stopped or delayed. It's a matter of life and death for cancer patients and those being treated for hemophilia, multiple sclerosis, and thalassemia, as well as transplant and kidney dialysis patients, none of whom can afford interruptions or delays in medical supplies.
They say under diplomatic norms, sanctions should never target medicine or food. I think this is just a slogan. Because of sanctions, there is a serious shortage of imported medicines in Iran, which we use to treat complex disorders. This shortage of supply has got worse in recent months.
Human rights organizations and NGOs, even Western media, say the new sanctions violate the international trade laws and leave no room for pretense, because they have nothing to do with Iran's nuclear program. Rather, they seek to paralyze the daily life of its innocent civilians, all for political purposes. Aman Odiri, Press TV, Tehran.